Okay, well, hello everybody. Thanks for joining. My name is Dan Haney, and I'm an owner of the Ernie Reyes World Martial Arts in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hillsboro is right outside of Portland. And my instructor and mentor is Master Ernie Reyes Sr. And, you know, 99% of what I've learned is straight from him, so it's all pretty good stuff, as you can imagine. I'm going to talk today about my 8 points of creating an effective storm team. First of all, I'd like to apologize that I bailed on the teleseminar last month, but I was really sick and lost my voice. But the positive thing was that my instructors and my assistant instructors and my staff really stepped up while I was gone and ran the school effectively. And, you know, that's, you know, the main reason is because we have a great storm team. So let's talk about that. So number one of my 8 points is understanding what a storm team is and why that you really need one. So our official definition of the storm team is this. The storm team is our leadership group of highly motivated martial artists dedicated to achieving black belt excellence in their selves, the students, our association team, and family. And then we go on to say storm members are constantly learning life skills and leadership. Some members are simply role models. Some are assisting classes. Some are assisting events. All storm members set the example for how others should look, act, behave, and perform. Storm members strive for producing results beyond and out of the ordinary. Attitude is everything. There are 3 levels of leadership that you can achieve on the storm team, and that's category 1 through 3. And they're working towards higher goals and added benefits within that team. The STORM is an acronym for Student Team of Role Models. And basically your STORM team is going to be your future instructors and leaders of your school. The STORM team is a group of qualified future black belts with leadership skills or potential, such as high attendance, comprehension, great attitude, dedication, loyalty, intensity, technique, communication skills, etc. So, and really, if they have one or all of these qualities, they might qualify for your STORM team. I think the STORM team is definitely something that's overlooked in many schools, especially starter schools that are just opening up. And what will end up happening is you're teaching all your classes, and you never create a STORM team, or you never create a team of future staff members, and it kind of ends up biting you in the end later because your staff grows up, or I'm sorry, your students grow up and they may end up getting their black belt or second degree black belt, and then maybe either leaving or going out in the world and getting a career or whatever, and you haven't utilized them to grow your own school. And what you'll have to do then, what a lot of people do, is they have to go out and get their staff or instructors or assistant instructors when they grow. They'll have to go out and get them from Craigslist or the newspaper or whatever. And really, that's not the best way to do it. I think that your STORM team that you create is taking your own family members that you brought up from white belt and keeping them in your family and putting them and then utilizing them in your staff to grow your school. So, again, the STORM team is a system of recognizing early on in their training and awarding those students who are behaving and performing exactly like your definition of a black belt, your best students or your most talented demo members or your head instructors, and then developing their skill further to create a higher level of leader within that person. And an example of that is my head instructor of the school. His name is Zach. And Zach started out I hope he's not listening to this, but he started out kind of a dumpy, lazy 12-year-old boy who was excited about martial arts, but, didn't really have any values of a leader at all. As his training, went on, he got up to, I think, green belt, and he started, really showing a lot of potential, but really more in technique and energy and excitement within his training. So I actually put him on the STORM team. But he blossomed, man. When I told him he was the future leader of the school, that's when he blossomed. He just took that and ran with it. And today he's my highest ranking student in my school. He's one of the top head instructors of the school, you know, in the Northwest for sure. Okay, and through our system of the storm team, that's how he was created. So really, what's the potential for your team is developing advanced leadership skills in the students who are ready, developing future instructors, assistant instructors, and staff members. And like I said before, other schools have to go, especially in my area, I've seen, you know, I go on the Craigslist from time to time and I see, you know, there's like two or three schools right in my area that are going on Craigslist and searching for for head instructors or programs, leaders. And another thing with that is if you don't take care of your own people and get them moving within your school and get them teaching or, you know, get them assisting or build a staff out of your own people, they're going to leave because they're going to have some skills and they're going to end up leaving, right? So to those other schools out there. One really important thing is to hype up your storm team. Okay, and one way that we do that here is we have storm team patches that go on your uniform. So if you're a storm member, you have a patch. And by the way, we have a junior storm team and adult storm team. Okay, and the adults really love it. And a lot of people, when I talk to them, they think storm team's just for little kids. But really, it's not. Your adults want to be leaders. Your adults want the same thing those kids do, and they want to feel like they're important. Or they may even take it more seriously than some of the kids, they really want to teach, and that's how their self-esteem's building is through teaching and feeling like they're really a part of something bigger, and they have that responsibility in your school. So definitely make a junior storm team and an adult storm team, and separate them. But what we do is we have the patch on our uniform, which I think you can get through Sentry, and if you guys can't find good storm team patches, I'll show you where we get ours. The other thing is I took that artwork from the patch and I created a big sign. So we have a sign hanging up in the school, storm team, and which kind of hypes it up. People ask, what's the storm team? Or they see the storm team on the wall. They see the storm team sign on the wall, and then they see it on your uniform, and it just has this, prestige about it, right? And then another thing that we do to hype up the storm team is we take our storm team leaders and we line them up different in class. So when it's time for class to line up, okay, we call for lineup, everybody runs to the lineup, they line up, and then the storm team's kind of on the side lined up, ready to go, looking sharp, looking like the leaders of the class. They're totally separated from the class. And, every student in the school wants to be in that line. They want to be a storm team member, right? We also talk about storm in class daily. We utilize our storm team. They're the example setters, from everything from the philosophy to technique. So we're saying, okay, here's a knife hand middle defense. Here's what it should look like. Okay, storm team member Jake, come out. Show us what this stance looks like and what the knife hand middle, right? He's our storm member. He's the role model. He's the one that's going to be showing the technique, right? Okay, so number two is really the ABCs of starting the storm team. So how do we get started on the storm team? To get started, the first thing, like I said, is you need to get some patches. You need to get the storm team patches, and we also use stars. And we use little, tiny little quarter-inch stars that are patches that go on underneath the storm patch to signify levels of what storm level that you are. Okay, we also need to create a list. You need to create a list of the students that you know for sure that will be good storm members. Right now in your head, you've got maybe top five kids or top five kids, top five adults, top five women, however you want to do it, that would be great candidates. Their attendance is high. Their attitude is great. Their technique is good. So overall, this person is a role model of setting the standards at your school. So you create that list, and then and you're basically going to kind of grandfather them in. So you have a meeting with them, you give them a letter that basically says, congratulations, you've been chosen, you know, you're the chosen one, basically, right? And we don't charge for Storm Team. We charge, you know, Storm Team is a free thing. I even give the patches to them for free, and that's a really exciting thing to them because they feel like they've been awarded something. Where, you know, a lot of martial arts schools are kind of nickeling and dime. You know, sometimes it feels that way. You got to sign up. You got to do the enrollment fee. You got to pay. You know, got to buy the equipment and testing fees and all this stuff, right? Well, Storm Team, we give it to you because you've earned it, and we want you to feel like that too. We want you to come in here and say, you know, wow, I've been chosen to be on this team of leaders in the school, right? And that's awesome for retention. Another thing that you should do is make a storm wall in your school. So a storm wall could be, okay, you hang up the Storm Team patch up on the wall as a big sign, and then you put names of Storm members who are leaders in the school, or you put their pictures up with, maybe a brief description underneath so that everybody kind of knows who your Storm Team is. We don't do that part because we just have too many Storm members. You know, I have about 100 total Storm Team members in my school. So, you know, I don't have room for 100 pictures up on the wall. So we just kind of list off names of who, you know, in a really nice document, we list off names of who the Storm Team members, the current, you know, up-to-date Storm Team members in our school. But it's really nice looking and very prestigious, you know, feeling to our Storm members to be up on that wall. The other thing is that you want to do is you want to hold Storm Team meetings every month. And the Storm Team meetings have to be planned out. They have to be really exciting and they have to be really educational. Because what you're doing right there is you're going to actually teach these people, adults and children, leadership skills and teamwork skills and teaching skills and assisting in classes skills, okay, through these Storm meetings. And then you're also going to do a fun activity just to really keep it, you know, keep it fresh and fun and exciting, just like you would in your regular classes. You should create a Storm meeting sign-up list with their name and phone number to organize and plan everybody who will attend that meeting. This is also a good reminder for them to attend. I'm a firm believer in sign-up sheets. Sign-up sheets are the way that we get, you know, massive amounts of people to attend our summer camps, our events, and you know, definitely our Storm meetings as well. And the sign-up list just goes at the front desk, and we remind people in class. We say, hey, if you want to do this event, you're gonna go sign your name up on the sign-up list, and then our front desk manager will take that sign-up list and call the parents or call those people and remind them or get them confirmed or booked. The other thing that you want to do is you want to create within your school. Everybody's different, but you want to create duties, responsibilities, and perks for a Storm member. So certain duties of a Storm member could be maybe doing a perimeter sweep of your school. So when they walk in the door, the first thing they do before they go into their class is they do a perimeter sweep. They walk around, oh, there's a pair of gloves sitting over there. There's some garbage. Somebody left some Starbucks, you know, over in the corner. The shoe cubbies are dirty right here. I'm just going to clean that up real quick. Walk in the bathroom real quick. Oh, there's, you know, a piece of toilet paper on the floor. Clean that up. You know, wipe off the sink a little bit, and then boom. You know, it took them about maybe 3 minutes to just do a real quick sweep. And they feel great about that because they have this responsibility in your school. The other duty could be that they're an assistant instructor, right? And they're kind of, we have different levels of assistant instructor. Maybe they're like a level one assistant instructor where they will start your warm-up for you, okay? Or they'll call for the lineup, you know, start the warm-up, or they'll be a pad holder. We do a lot of kickboxing in our school, so we teach them in our Storm meetings how to hold the pads properly, which is really important, right? And how to attack for different kickboxing patterns and things, right? And then they feel really confident with that, and the students are getting better value. Then the instructors can, you know, lock the lines, make sure everybody's doing stuff right where we got pad holders. And we have anywhere from maybe, you know, just one in a small class, but we have, you know, up to six or seven pad holders in a class. And that's exciting, man. You get those students going from one station or one paddle holder to another, like, you know, stations, or you just have five lines of maybe five or six people in each line, and there's no, you know, you don't have to wait in line as long. So STORM members can really help your classes out in that kind of way. Other responsibilities for STORM members at our school are helping with events, like I said, cleaning, and we have stations after each class. So the stations that we go to after each class is one person will go to the door to meet and greet and, you know, say goodbye, make sure smiles are on faces as they're walking out the door. The other station is a perimeter sweep. The other station would be talking with the parents. And then the final station would be one person stays on the floor and, you know, answers any questions. You always have that child that will stay after, or that student that will stay after and ask that extra question or, you know, or whatever. And they're kind of there in a customer service fashion to answer those questions. So our STORM members will maybe hit one of those stations, you know, after every class, and that's a really helpful thing. Great for customer service. The next thing you want to do is you want to create perks for your STORM members. So what we do is we STORM members get a slight pro shop discount. We really want to encourage them. You know, they're the ones that are buying stuff in the pro shop anyway, but we just give them a really tiny pro shop discount. And you know, make them feel like they're getting something back from that, and you know, they're also getting discounts on events. So we'll have a, you know, an event price for a regular price. We'll have a Black Belt Club member price, and we'll have a STORM Team member price. You know what I mean? Which is a little bit better. And then we also have, of course, a staff member price, which is the either free or lowest possible price, you know, that we can give them. So create, you know, think in your school and your pro shop or your programs of what kind of perks they could have. Maybe they get a program for free. Maybe they get, you know, whatever. Maybe they get some equipment for free or discounted prices or, you know, like I said, we do the STORM patch. Maybe you guys have STORM t-shirts or STORM sweatshirts or something that's really cool that you give them. But responsibilities, duties, and perks. Just go ahead and go through your school and create your own. Another thing you want to do is create criteria for future member, right? So what are you looking for? What do you want the standard to be, right? What are you looking for in your STORM Team members? And you kind of look ahead. What is a trait of a STORM Team member that made it all the way to Black Belt, right? And you kind of list out those traits, and that's how you can build your STORM meetings around, right? Attitude is one of the categories, right? So what we do is we have the STORM Team members memorize the page Attitude by Charles Swindoll. Look it up, Attitude by Charles Swindoll, and I'll have we'll take each paragraph of Attitude and we'll read it, you know, in a STORM Team meeting, and we'll try to maybe memorize it in 5 minutes in our STORM meeting. But it's a really powerful thing, right? And the next trait would be mastery, really understanding what mastery means and mastering something, right? So we take the write-up of Mastery by Stuart Emery. So look that one up too, Mastery by Stuart Emery. These are requirements from Master Ernie Reyes that all the black belts learn, but we also take these requirements and move them to our STORM Team, because they're really good traits of a leader. And it's really good material for your STORM Team. The other thing would be technique. So we really focus on technique and break it down and teach the students how to, you know, see it, say it, do it in each category and of technique. And maybe it's form. So we talk about how, you know, every detail of forms, your thumbs are bent here, your elbows bent here, your knees are bent, your posture, your facial intensity. And we'll teach them how to break that down, and we'll teach them how to teach it, right? So another trait of a STORM Team member is perfect attendance, or really great attendance, really high attendance. So we'll talk about, you know, the benefits of having a good attendance, and you know, and what the outcome of having good attendance you know, will be when you're a black belt, right? So you go through and you just create that, you know, for your future members. Another thing to think about is how do you recruit new members to your Storm team? Okay, and this is an important thing. What we have is we have a couple different ways to do it. The first way, we just watch in class, right? I mean, we're just in everyday class. We get new people and students will just all of a sudden blossom, right? So they're going for about, you know, 3 to 6 months, and then boom, you'll see one that will just blossom. Maybe you'll get one that signs up first day one, and you go, wow, this kid is solid, right? Or this student is solid, and you'll just know. And whenever you know, whenever you have that feeling that this person is going to be something special, you tell them, and we hand them a letter, and we say, congratulations, you have what it takes to be a Storm member, and then you know, we'll have a meeting with them or their parents. Another way that we do it is when a student takes their black belt test in our school, and if let's say they're not a Storm team member yet, but they went through and they, you know, they're a great student, but they just haven't, you know, quite been on that Storm team yet for whatever reason. What we will do is we will have them. We have what's called a internship program sheet. And what that is, it's a sheet that says, okay, you know, congratulations, you're getting your black belt. We would like you as a leader to, as a black belt, you know, an important trait of a black belt is learning how to teach and be a leader. So what we're going to have you do is assist in, and we'll say, in one class per week, two classes per week, or three classes per week, and they check the box and their parents sign it or they sign it. And that gives them an opportunity to say, you know, they'd like to do it, and then try to get the ball rolling for them as a Storm member. And also, you know, in our associations, it's just important for, you know, black belts to be teaching, to get that extra, you know, part of that education, you know. So whenever you teach something, you actually end up being better at it because you're able to teach it. So good. The next thing I'm going to talk about is utilizing your members to make your school run more effectively. So what kind of things can a Storm member do in your school? One thing is a Storm member could be a line leader, where a line leader in our school is basically this. We have, you know, 30 people lined up in a line, and we have a Storm member that's a line leader. The line leader will call for the lineup. They feel important. It is a helpful tool to have. It is really teaching leadership skills, but they'll call for lineup. They'll start the bow in, so everybody will kneel down. They'll bow in. You know, they'll say, okay, kneel down, bow. You know, and we face the American flag, and we salute to the flag, and then we take a quiet moment of meditation, and then we recite our student creed, and then we stand up and get excited, get clapping. The line leader will get everybody really pumped up and, you know, jumping up in the air and clapping their hands, and, okay, let's start the warm-up, and boom, we start the warm-up. So it's a really, really cool role for a Storm leader, Storm line leader to play. Again, the meet-and-greet stations that I talked about, you can also have a Storm member passing out flyers. That's a very important thing. When you have an event, you got to tell, you know, you got to, not only do you have banner hanging in your school or whatever, but you got to have somebody handing out flyers to every single student in your school. Storm team members are perfect for that because often the head instructor either doesn't have time or the mindset to really be passing out and selling at an event. So get one of your really responsible Storm members to sell that event. Sometimes I'll even set up a table and put a Storm member behind that table with a stack of the flyers for the event or whatever, you know, the fundraiser or whatever it is, and they'll just sit behind that table and sell it. And you can pick and choose which Storm member that you think would be perfect for that. But that's a great responsibility, and you know the Storm members want those responsibilities. Another thing they can do is mini private lessons. Mini private lessons in our school is actually in class. So I might have a class of 30 people, and we're training, and I'll have maybe two instructors and a couple of Storm members in that class. the storm member that I choose that's best suited to do a mini private lesson will take it. You know, I'll choose the student. I'll say, okay, this student here is kind of struggling in forms, really struggling to learn this form. It's a hard thing. So I'll take the storm member aside and I'll just say, okay, 10 minutes, you're going to work with this student on this form alone while we're doing, you know, a regular class. And, you know, it's a really helpful tool. Another thing is the philosophy helper. So in our school, we have to memorize different philosophy and life skills. And if one of the students just is not doing their philosophy homework, their parents aren't pushing them, and their parents really don't care, maybe they don't even know about it, then I'll have a storm member take that student aside and give them extra attention and extra help on, you know, teaching them how to memorize it or just running through it, you know, several times in a 5 or 10 minute period to help that student along so they don't just get forgotten about. You know, everybody has students that are, and you know who I'm talking about, but their parents, you know, they're just not involved in their life or they're not involved with their homework or karate homework, right? So that's a really cool thing. Another way that we've done storm responsibility is having a group leader. Okay, so saying like this. So we have three different belts in one class. Okay, we have I'll take the intermediate. We have green belts, purple belts, and blue belts in one class. So maybe I'll have a storm team member be the leader of the green belts, and then I'll have this other storm team member be the leader of the purple belts, and they'll kind of, you know, so we'll all come together and we'll talk about a drill or a category that we'll be working on for that day. And the instructors will tell the storm team members exactly what to do, and we'll break off, and that person will become like an assistant instructor for that class. And the head instructor will walk to each group, make sure they're doing everything right, keeping the energy up. But the storm member is actually running that drill. And, you know, that might be for a more advanced storm member, somebody who's really ready to be an assistant instructor. Last thing is an event helper. I have an event coming up this July, at the end of July, and that is Grandmaster Kakwe Kaneti is coming again for the seventh time to our school, and he's the Grandmaster of Dose Pais. And what I'll do is I'll have a couple storm team members that I'll say you can attend that event for free. So they'll be doing Eskrima, Filipino stick fighting, right? They'll be doing this seminar too. But if that phone rings, they're going to hit that phone, or if, you know, a stick goes flying, which happens in Eskrima, maybe they'll go run and get it or whatever. I'll give them little duties here and there. I'll have someone go, you know, make sure that Grandmaster Kakwe has refreshed water and, every hour of the seminar, make sure that he has, you know, water handy or whatever he ends up needing for that. So that's a cool thing, too, for your leaders, for your storm members. So one more thing I would like to talk about on that is when you're speaking to the students and parents, you have to confirm with them that this group is that they're learning leadership and they're on a volunteer basis only. Because what will end up happening is, see, they're doing all these responsibilities in your school, and you'll get a parent say, hey, you know, how come you're paying this staff member over here, but you're not paying my child because he's cleaned your bathroom today. Why aren't you paying him? So it's really in the approach. You don't want to get caught in that at all. You have to really convey that this is a volunteer thing. Your child wants to be a part of this school in a leadership role and wants to have these responsibilities to learn leadership, right? And that's really important. And if anybody would like to have any of my my sheets on this, like the sheets that I give parents, the qualification letters, or my leadership agreement that I actually give to the parents. Parents have to initial off on things that they understand things about the storm team. If anybody wants some of those, definitely email me and I'll send you those. Okay, moving on. So number four is teaching advanced leadership skills that will last a lifetime. So in your storm meetings, you really need to learn, really need to teach leadership skills, okay? Because so first of all, we're already telling people that martial arts teaches, you know, teaches leadership skills, right? But often it's really limited to just that person maybe being in a, you know, helping in a class once or whatever, and then you call that a leader, which is true to an extent, but not really, you know, what we're trying to go for. So what we do is we'll have, in our STORM meetings, we'll have, we'll use the Maya DVDs that we get. We'll get instructors, and I'll take sections of that, and I'll play it for them. So they're seeing, you know, maybe a famous martial artist out there, such as Frank Silverman, who's going to do a teleseminar for us tomorrow, it sounds like. I'm going to definitely be on that one. You know, and in this Maya DVD, Frank Silverman's on there talking about how you can be a, you know, how you can be a better staff member, which that's one of my favorite ones. He actually has one of those where he's sitting there talking and he's saying, here's how you can be a great staff member. You know, be on time, do this, you know, but they're hearing it from somebody different and it's, you know, it really feels legit and you know, it's a neat thing for the kids to be able to see. Another thing we do is, you know, like I said before, we teach them how to teach. We have teaching, you know, like the 10 teaching tips of running a classroom. We do character training, teach them how to be a leader. We listen to audio tapes from Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, people like that. And we'll just take sections, you know, maybe like a 5-minute section from Tony Robbins. Any 5-minute sections from any Tony Robbins tape is going to motivate you and you're actually going to learn something. I love Tony Robbins. We listen to Tony Robbins all the time here. We do leadership quotes. So you just go online and you go to Google and you type in leadership quotes and you're going to get 1,000 of them pop up, right? And you print a couple of those out and you take two or three for every STORM meeting and you just say the quote and you make the STORM team say the quote and you just kind of talk about it. What does that quote really mean? You know, and that's really getting them thinking about leadership and they're hearing it from a famous person. Maybe it was a former president of the United States or again, Tony Robbins or somebody like that. So it's really cool. We'll do team building exercises. So there's all kinds of different team building games and exercises that you can do that really make your STORM team fun and exciting. You know, and that's the key, too. You can't just make it be like a boring lecture. It's got to be get up and get moving just like a class, just like one of your regular classes that you would do. Work on communication skills, listening skills. We sometimes get special guest speakers, like maybe a parent who is a teacher or a fireman or whatever, and they have leadership skills in the community, and they kind of might convey, you know, their life experience or testimony on something, or a doctor or a counselor or something. Special guest instructors or black belts, you know, have them come in and they'll talk about something, but it keeps it fresh, you know, get some new people in there. It makes it feel like you're really a part of this leadership team that's really learning something. It's not just your curriculum or just your, you know, which is good, but your philosophy or whatever, but it's out going in the outside world and really learning more about leadership. Another thing that I'll do is I'll let my STORM team plan events too. So we have Parents Night Out every month. And the most successful thing I ever found at Parents Night Out is I'll have my juniors, STORM members, plan that event. And they'll go through and just tell me everything that they think would be cool to do at a Parents Night Out. And guess who's attending those, right? You have your whole entire STORM team attends that event as well. And your STORM teams hear all the time. Your STORM teams are the leaders. They're the popular ones in the school often. And they're blabbing about it. And really what I've done is taught them a leadership skill of planning an event, got them excited about it, filled up my event with them, you know, partially with them, and they, you know, and they hyped it up for me too. So it's really a win-win. Good. Moving on. All right. Why, how, and when to have meetings with your members? You know, this is a pretty easy one. So first of all, the reason why you have a meeting is communication to educate, you know, your STORM members, right? But another thing you could throw in there is also covering your own rules and regulations, traditions, and philosophies of your school, right? So not only just teaching them leadership, but like reinforcing your, you know, maybe etiquette in your school or whatever, because remember, these are the role models of your school. So that's an important thing to be doing. that's a good reason to have this meeting with them. At least maybe once a while, maybe once every other storm team meeting, or every three or whatever, you cover the etiquette in your school. Do it real quick, because we don't like to sit and chat about the etiquette too much. It's not the funnest thing in the world, but it's an important thing to be focusing on. When I have storm meetings is usually during a class, during the most popular class, or I'm sorry, during the class where there's the most storm team members attend. In my school, it's the advanced junior class has the most storm members in that class than any other junior class. So my junior storm meeting will be once a month during the advanced junior class. And I'll do it for the same with the adult storm. So it'll be during their adult advanced class. Okay, and it's just once a month. It's a it's a class. They don't come to class and feel like they're not getting their curriculum, because they do so much in that class, because it's a really good planned event that they walk away from it, and they're pretty excited about attending that. We have pretty good attendance with that. Another thing I do is I'll have outside locations. So I'll go, I'm actually next door to a bowling alley and batting cages and arcade and all that thing. They have a little conference room in the bowling alley, and I'll go over there and I'll rent that conference room. And really, it's like the cheapest thing in the world. I think they rent it to me for like $10 an hour or something. It's like ridiculous. But so I'll rent that for $10, and we'll have our meeting for about a half an hour there, and then we'll go bowling for an hour. Which is totally cool, and team building, and everybody's just getting to know each other and really bonding. So that's a cool thing. Another thing is we have mini meetings. So mini meetings are I'll make, okay, if a storm team member is signed up to and committed to actually helping a class, they will come in 15 minutes early, and we'll have a real quick mini meeting, and I'll probably only meet with them for 5 minutes. But I'll cover the class plan, and I'll cover exactly what I want them to be doing for the day. And I'll even have the class lined up, and I'll be looking at them, maybe during the warm-up, and I'll say, okay, I want you to take this section, this section. You can kind of plan it on the fly sometimes, too, if you need to. Sometimes you don't always know who's going to be in your class. So that's kind of a good thing. So that's a mini meeting, just 5-10 minutes before class actually lines up. Chat with them about what the class plan is. Get their mindset of a leader in your school. Get them excited about the class. Okay, so we're on number 6, and number 6 is creating a reward and perks and a ranking system for your storm team. So again, we have the patches and the stars. And what I do is how I move them up levels within the storm team is this. They'll start out by getting a patch. Okay, they get their patch on their the first meeting that they attend. Okay, so I'll give them a letter. Congratulations, I want you to come to the meeting, the next meeting. They'll look on the calendar, see that meeting, sign up on their event sign-up sheet, and then they'll attend the meeting. At the meeting, I'll give them a patch, okay? And if they follow all the requirements of being a storm member, on the next time they promote belt level, they'll get a star. They'll get a star on their patch, or under their patch. And now they're a Category 1 storm member. Then every other belt rank promotion they take, I'll kind of assess where they are as a storm team member and give them a star. So it's a pretty cool system. And then during belt rank promotions, that's when I award them their star. We just, it only takes a minute, right? But I'll say, okay, we'll do the belt rank promotion, and we do the ceremony for the belt rank promotion. Then I'll say, okay, and now I would like to bring up my storm team, boom, boom. And I'll say, Johnny, Bobby, Shelley, you guys have been awarded your thing. Everybody claps for them, and it's a cool thing. It's a cool feeling for them. And it's an excellent time to do it because, you know, you have everybody's attention. You're in your belt. You're in your belt rank ceremony. You're testing, and you know, people are there watching. It's a celebration already. We have a kind of a party afterwards, and so it's a special, you know, thing. Everybody really looks forward to that. Another kind of perk is, again, we have Storm Team only events, discounts in the pro shop. I already mentioned that. Okay. And again, just go ahead and think of different ways in your school of how you could create more perks for your Storm members, your leaders, your future instructors. Maybe it could be your future head instructor. So it's pretty important to take care of them. Moving on. Promoting your Storm members into SWAT members. Okay, this one's really important because you're probably asking already, okay, well, if they promote every other belt rank, if they promote levels every other belt test and there's only three categories, you're going to run out, okay? What do you do next? So what I do is I have, and I do it differently. I know I do it differently than everybody else, but my SWAT team is the next level. So I have three categories in my Storm team, and then they move to SWAT. And SWAT is really, you know, pretty exclusive. It's a smaller team, but they have way more duties. And a Storm member might not go to SWAT because they just might not be able to go up to, you know, be able to do, you know, go to that level. But my SWAT team is really their goal is going to be, they're going to be instructors, right? They're going to be instructors. So not every Storm team member is going to be an instructor. They may just be a role model in your class, or a Storm team member may just want to help events or you know, help out in classes as pout holder type level and not really be able to commit to be an instructor someday or commit to being an actual assistant instructor voluntarily, okay? But a SWAT member is going to be an instructor, or a staff member, I should say, right? Because I've actually brought up my front desk manager in through the Storm and then into the SWAT, and now she's my front desk manager. So a SWAT team is going to create staff no matter what, and that's a really cool thing, paid or unpaid. SWAT, the acronym for SWAT is Super Winning Attitude Team, and I think that's cute. Okay, and cute is, well, it is what it is. But I've also created another acronym. And the acronym that we use here at our school is SWAT, is Student Weekly Apprenticeship Training. And that sounds cool, especially to the adults, right? They're going to be like, hey, apprenticeship, this is nice. Student Weekly Apprenticeship Training. And it is what it is. They are becoming, you know, they are an apprentice instructor. And you do basically the same thing. If you want to start your SWAT now, you do the same thing that I said about the Storm team. You grandfather them in, and you make a list of who should be on it already. Maybe nobody, and maybe you just you go through the system and they move through the Storm system and turn into SWAT. And again, if you would like to have my SWAT write-ups and my definitions of SWAT and our qualification letters and things like that, just go ahead and email me. I'll give you the email in a minute. So, again, your SWAT team is going to be your paid instructors or your maybe full-time helpers who don't care about getting paid or whatever. We have several of those in our school, and they feel great about being on that SWAT team. At the year-end award ceremonies and black belt celebration that we have every year, it's kind of our banquet without food, we will also award Storm and SWAT members of the year, right? So junior Storm member of the year, adult Storm member of the year. We'll give them plaques and really highlight those members, so they really look forward to that. We have... The cool thing about this whole system is this. We have a lineup of people that want to be staff. Now, of course, we cap it off. We can't make everybody a staff. But isn't that a good problem to have? A lineup of people who want to be staff at your school. and we keep them happy. You know, we give them tasks and we make them feel important at our school because we don't want them leaving and becoming somebody else's staff. But a lineup of people to be your staff members is a great problem to have. Most people have the opposite problem. And your storm team, if you do it right and you're consistent about it, is going to be that, you know, avenue to create that that kind of a program. I have a little bonus point here, and that is, and I just kind of thought about this just to, you know, a couple of months ago, but having a parent storm team. All schools have parents who want to get involved, videotaping pictures. They could be pad holders, board holders if you're breaking boards, event helpers, you know, like a ticket taker or whatever, clean the school day during your remodeling or painting. Find whatever skills they may have. And they're usually approaching you, right? So that might be a good opportunity to say, hey, would you like to join our new parent storm team? And I guarantee you they will. And I've already created mine. I've already started mine, and I've already got like 5 people on mine. And, you know, I really haven't put a lot of energy into that yet, but I know I'm going to probably have 20. Because I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of probably 10 more that would want to do it, right? So, but anyway, that is my teleseminar on how to build a storm team and also turn storm team into SWAT team. Again, if you would like to have sheets, you can email me, and I'd be happy to share my program that I have. You can email me at worldmartialarts@verizon.net. I also have a whole storm packet that I could send you, and it has everything from the congratulations letter. It says, congratulations, you're now qualified to be a storm member, and that just kind of sets the you know, the tone for them and kind of, you know, starts the conversation with the parents. I have the benefits. I have questions and answers, you know, of being on the storm team. We have a storm team creed that's in there. We teach the, it talks about the different categories of being a storm member. It even has the 20 rules of a classroom leader, and we go right off that in our meetings. So it's a really nice packet, and it's in a Word document I could send anybody. So again, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me today, and I'll go ahead and open it up if anybody has any questions or would like to make any comments.
Hi, Dan. We do have a question on the web.
Great.
And it is, can you please repeat the books that you use for your storm team?
I'm sorry. Repeat the books?
I believe you mentioned some books that's required reading or that you suggest that they read, and that's what they're asking about?
Oh, yeah. You know, I probably didn't make that very clear. So we have... They're not books. It's actually just a write-up. It's a one-page write-up, it's a 5-paragraph write-up about mastery. Okay, so mastery, so I would just go to Google. I can email it to you, actually. Just email me, worldmartialarts@verizon.net. I'll email it to you. It's Mastery by Stuart Emery, and I'll definitely email that to you. And again, what we do is we have all of our black belts memorize the entire thing, which is really hard, but you know, a black belt can do it, and that's kind of the mindset that we have, and they do it, and even our black belts that are, you know, 12, 13 years old, they memorize the entire thing verbatim, and that's just one of the traits of being a black belt in our school. And the other one is called Attitude, and again, it's just a one-page, 4-paragraph write-up on Attitude by Charles Swindoll, and again, I can email that to anybody. And when you read these, they're very, very, very powerful. They're empowering. They're just like, and they touch your heart. I mean, you just kind of read it, and you just kind of go, whoa, because it's so powerful. And that's why we have every black belt memorize these things. We also have other. We have one called State Management by Tony Robbins. That's a good one too. Master Ernie Reyes has made, you know, probably, you know, 4 or 5 of these as well. We have the success system, you know, and we have the 5 levels to mastery, right? And all these, you know, all these things, and all of our black belts memorize them, and they're perfect tools for your storm team and leadership team. And they're not, you know, and a lot of martial arts schools will use the, you know, Chinese proverbs and things like that, and that is wonderful. But these are modern day success tools, leadership tools from modern day people, living people now who are, you know, through their own testimonials of being successful, have written these things, and that's what we use in our school. So it's pretty cool, and I'll definitely email that to anybody. Any other questions?
Thank you so much. There is another question. It's they're asking, and they didn't put a name on it, so I'm not sure who this is from. Do you offer any other upgrade programs? Your storm team is free, but do you charge for other upgrades? And do the students belong to multiple programs?
I do. I'm the program king. No, I don't know if I am or not, but really, I do. We have two programs in our school that you can upgrade to. We have the Black Belt Club, and we have XPT. And XPT, I guess, if that's our extreme performance team, and that's our, you know, weapons training and tournament competition, you know, training, where we have a different uniform, and it's an upgrade, and it's a, you know, $179 program, you know, per month. So that's our upgrade program. And, you know, a lot of people have leadership programs or XMA or whatever, and that's our Master Ernie Reyes's equivalent to that that he actually started a long, long time ago. But it's a wonderful program. It's very, very successful in our school. Upgrade programs are a must, I think. Definitely.
Hey, awesome.
So, yeah. And then, we also have the other programs that we have in our schools. We have a kicknastics program, and our kicknastics program is a gymnastics plus martial arts, right? And you've probably heard of martial arts tricking, XMA or whatever. Our kicknastics program we've been doing for probably like 11 years now, and that's basically where I bring in an outside gymnastics instructor, and we created a curriculum together. We called it Kicknastics. We have a beautiful Kicknastics logo, and what that does is create, that program creates retention for one thing. It's a fun extracurricular, you know, outside of the regular curriculum program, but it also is building my demo team, my demo team. And my demo team's full of you know, trickers and backflippers and, you know, tournament champion forms people and whatever, and they go through that Kicknastics program to learn that kind of thing. If you are an XPT upgrade, you get Kicknastics for free. And then we also have a Doce Pares, Kakoi Doce Pares program in our school as well. So that's Filipino stick and knife fighting. We have a whole program for that where you can rank and stuff like that. And if you're in XPT, you're also getting that for free. So our XPT is all inclusive. Definitely email me if you'd like the program. I really kind of just touched, you know, I could probably talk for about 3 hours, which I know Kathy doesn't want me to do, but just go ahead and email me, and I'll send you as much stuff as you need, and you can always feel free to call me as well, and I'd love to share our Storm Team success with you guys.